Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is made possible by Mariner Wealth, helping you navigate your financial future. Star Companies KC. Experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sana Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results, tailored perfectly to individuals' needs. By The Flats KC, Kansas City's coolest apartment experience. Check them out at theflatskc.com.
Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck.
Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, on to the program.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground ESPN Radio. Here we are in the live stable right now, Wardo.
Pretty exciting. You like the action?
Well, I like the action. You know, there's no social distancing going on right here.
No. You're getting snuggy with you. Yeah. Good thing you showered for the first time in a couple weeks, so you're dialed.
Well, and of course, look at the man on the video camera here, George Brett.
He's dialed in.
Look at you, George.
Finally got this figured out, how to wire this up so we don't... You say we're going on the air at 11:30. I got a tee time at 1:30. It is now 12:10.
He's got ice cream in the car again.
It's an hour show. It took you 40 minutes to hook up this freaking machine.
This is miserable.
We had echoes. Oh, we had the wrong camera angle. Oh.
It'd take 24 hours to do it if you did it, George.
Why don't we just build a studio?
That's what we're going to do.
In the back, and have everything there, so whenever we get here, all you do is turn it on.
What do you think, Wardo?
God, he's got great ideas. He's always like four steps behind. It's like, we should get some cameras for this show. I'm like, George, the cameras are on the way. We're dialed. You're good.
Sully, you got to figure it out now, how to hook all this stuff up.
I got so many buttons in front of me, George.
You do.
I figured after 2 years of people only hearing our voices, it was time for them to see our faces.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
As good looking as you are.
Sure. Right? You know, well, it worked good when we just had this big thing, but now you got that little thing over there, which I have no idea what it is. Yeah. And that's what your wife calls it, the little thing.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. This is my Irish keyboard right here. Right. That's what it is. All right. Well, listen, we got a good show coming up today because we have Mr. Wu coming on. Dylan Wu.
Dylan Wu is a Korn Ferry graduate. Straight off the tour, just got his card within the last few weeks. Won in Springfield, Missouri, actually. And I had the pleasure of playing golf with him in the event here in Kansas City. 9 holes only because they changed the format, which was fine. He was a great kid. We had a blast with him. So excited to have him on the show and get after it.
Does he hit it farther than you?
He doesn't, but he's way better than me, clearly.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. He liked the ball speed, but you know what? I liked the way he putted and chipped it.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Tour Championship that was on last week. Did you watch any of it, George? I know you played a lot of golf last week.
No, I didn't play any. I didn't play in the Chuck Wagon.
No. The real tour, the PGA Tour Championship was last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched some of that.
Because your boy won it. The whole FedEx Cup, he won $15 million. Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah. The dark horse. My dark horse.
Your dark horse. Right.
He's not a dark horse anymore.
No, he's a
You know who actually won the tournament, though? Kevin Na.
Did he really?
From where he started to where he finished, he shot more under par than anybody else.
So if Kevin Na is hot, let me ask you a question. If Kevin Na is hot
and his name was on the FedEx Cup, his name was on the list.
I know.
I kept seeing Kevin Na, and I'm going, Kevin Na, you got to be kidding me. Right. And all of a sudden, he's playing the best golf of his life.
Yeah. If he finished third, why would he not get picked?
No, he finished first. He shot better than everybody in the field. All 30 guys. I don't know where he started. But he finished third in the event, right?
Yep.
And Patrick Cantlay might have had a 10-stroke lead on him.
Yeah.
Or
he started with a 10.
Oh, he had 0 strokes. He started scratch.
No, he started the day on Thursday at minus 10. So it's sort of a goofy setup, right?
No, he started the day at even par because Cantlay started 10 under.
That's what I'm talking about.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so he started even par and he ended up coming third.
Right. What do you think of the format of that, Wardo?
I mean, it's the only way they can really do it, so they don't have a separate champion for the FedEx. It's their way of doing it. Obviously, before, what happened before is you'd have, like, Furyk would win or finished third in the golf tournament and win the FedEx and have no clue he won the FedEx because he's just playing golf. So
right.
It's a tough format. Clearly, there's a lot of dough at stake, and, you know, it's a pretty good deal. But, I mean, I'm just mystified by the Scheffler pick over. You got to think that Scheffler got picked over Kisner, which there was a lot of people talking about how Kisner should be on that team. And then clearly Na getting ousted with, I mean, Na absolutely lit it down the stretch here. So, again, I'm not that big of a Na fan, but that guy should be on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so,
a, yeah, I mean, you can't argue with the Spieth pick, but I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, and we'll get back to the Ryder Cup, but George, did you watch any of the Solheim Cup, the ladies?
No, I saw maybe three shots. I didn't know who was who. Yeah, I didn't even know who was the Americans and who were the Europeans or whoever. I couldn't tell by their outfits. I didn't know their names. I'm going, God, I hope this girl makes it.
I know. If one wasn't wearing light blue.
I just don't follow it that much. I really don't.
I know. I'm the same way. How about you? Did you watch any of that?
I watched a little bit. I watched Lexi Thompson had a nice little stinger off the first tee, and she did the old Bubba Watson, you know, get the crowd going. So it was a little exciting there. Clearly, the crowd didn't help because they lost. So
where was that being played at?
That was up northeast.
Where?
Toledo. Yeah. At, oh, gosh. I'm blanking on that.
Yeah. See, we didn't do our homework on a Solheim
was
Cup.
Was Jamie Farr there? Wasn't he the guy from MASH from Toledo?
Yeah, he might have been there. He might have been there.
Yeah, I don't know. I did everything I could.
I think they used to have a Jamie Farr open on the tour in wherever he's from. I think he's from Toledo.
Really?
And he was, who did he play in MASH? He played the gay guy.
Klinger.
In MASH.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that his name? No, that's not Klinger.
No, Klinger was the nerdy radar guy. No, yeah, he was radar. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he dressed up as a lady, tried to get out of it.
They used to have a Jamie Farr tournament, and it must have been in Toledo.
You know, funny you bring this up. This was probably 10 years ago. There was no one out on a golf course on a Wednesday out at Loch Lloyd, and Jamie Farr was in the group behind me.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, and wow. He was wearing male clothing.
Yeah. He was out of character.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
It's like the first time I met Eric Stone Street. The guy from Modern Family.
Right.
It was the 2012 All-Star Game in Kansas City, and they had that celebrity softball game. And so I go I'm going to sit in my seat, and it's all got your name on the back. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm going, God, who's this Eric Stone Street guy? I've never heard of him. He's a Kansas City guy.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, oh, he's the heavy guy that plays Cam's husband on Modern Family. So we're sitting there, and I go, I just asked him. I said, so are you really gay? And he starts laughing, and he goes, no, I'm not gay. And I said, you're one hell of an actor. And we've been best friends ever since.
Amazing.
Did he talk about that much, though, how he gets into that character?
Oh, no, but I tell you what, he's good.
He's good.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah. And he's got a new young hottie, I think a new wife who's it's sort of
he's dating a gal from Kansas City. I think she's from Kansas City.
Yeah, and he's like high 40s, and she's, I think, low 30s. It's like you marrying Turtle next week.
I know, right? I mean,
how much younger is your wife than you?
3 years. 35.
Yeah. How about yours?
35 11, years.
11 and a half.
That's not bad. That's perfect, especially when you're old, you know?
Yeah, when you're old. How much younger is Turtle?
Four
and a half, yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Let's talk Ryder Cup here. All right. If I threw out the name John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, McIlroy, Hovland, Paul Casey, Fitzpatrick, Lee Westwood, Shane Lowry, with three picks remaining, do we stand a chance?
God, I don't know. I mean, just having John Rahm at the helm right now. I mean, he's so good.
He wasn't as
good as Patrick Cantlay.
I don't know if we I don't think we stand a chance, honestly. I really don't. What do you think?
We got a couple rookies, and I just don't know.
But look, let's go down the list for the listener, all right? You got Berger, Cantlay, DeChambeau, English. Our boy Harris English made it.
He got dialed.
We catapulted him.
Didn't we?
Yep. To the Ryder Cup.
And, you know, in your basement where we were doing the interview, we said you're going to make the Ryder Cup. And he made the Ryder Cup. Right,
and he celebrated the correct way, I'm sure.
What do you think? What do you think he did?
Yeah, he had some Trulies. He had some cold beers. He might have had a couple of vods and walked out on the beach in Sea Island and watched the sunset go down.
Exactly. He does love the Trulies, he said.
Yeah, I'm looking at the face. He just doesn't have the face of a Truly drinker.
What kind of face is that?
I don't know. I'm just looking at him. All right, well, now we got DJ, right, who will be totally cracked out. Brooks will be, I don't know, if we can get him out of the locker room looking at himself in the mirror, then he might have a chance. Morikawa's fantastic. Xander, I think, he's
good.
He's really good. He's always in there, you know, and he finally won, right? I think he finally won. Scheffler never excites me. And then Jordan, he'll just fall apart and probably start weeping on 16.
No, Finau finally won. He finally got himself a win on that Monday finish in New York.
Right. And then JT, who's he and Rahm are my two favorites on tour right now. So I don't know. We'll see. When's it coming up?
The week after the wedding. So we got 2 weeks from this weekend.
What do you think? Maybe
and there's no golf until then. Right, so all these guys that just played in this FedEx Cup
little break,
they're off. Yeah. They will not play another event.
Yeah, no, it's over. Right, what's your boy Woodland saying these days about the recap of the season?
Well, obviously he didn't play his best. I think he's wishing that he played a little better, and then it's just grind sessions, getting ready for next year and what that looks like. Obviously, had the year ended or had the Ryder Cup come last year, non-COVID year, the lineup of who's on this squad would clearly be a lot different. And obviously, Gary probably would have made it then. But with the wraparound year due to COVID, the names clearly have changed. I mean, Berger wasn't even in the conversation. And then remember, he came back for at Colonial, won that golf tournament, and then all of a sudden he was back. So,
yep.
Tell me about Berger's game. I have no idea. Does he bomb it?
I think he hits it pretty hard. He lays it off up top and hits little over-the-top cuts, but clearly that works. So there's something to be said for predictability. It's not the prettiest thing, but he's a gamer. I think he gets it done.
All right, why do you think COVID affected Gary and others?
I think golf's such a game of momentum, right? So you get on a heater or you start playing well, and that's all these golfers, they're making their money in a short span, couple months, whatever, when they're winning or top tens. And so, and then when COVID happens, you make changes or you do whatever, you start thinking, right? Golf's a game where you don't want to think. And so I think that's how it affected some people. Whether that was Gary or not, you know, you can't really say. Obviously some injuries and setbacks, but that's, I just think it's been a grind mentally on a lot of people.
Is he tweaking? Did COVID give these guys a chance to think too much, right? Hey, you know, now I'm on the range a lot. Let me do this. Let me do that. You think that kind of whacks
with him? It's a tale of two different people. You know, during COVID, didn't Bryson gain all that weight and Gary right. lost 20 pounds and they just went different directions. You know, Gary said, hey, I'm going to be more whatever his thinking was. And Bryson said, hey, I'm going to get really strong and I'm going to start hitting it as far as I can and swinging as hard as I can every time. And, you know, it worked for Bryson. And I don't think Gary's really worked for him that well.
But if you look at this lineup of top 12, give me one golfer that you would call borderline ripped. And DeChambeau's not ripped. He's just fucking a gorilla. Okay.
I would say Woodland's ripped and Koepka's ripped.
But is Woodland really ripped?
He's just freaking golf strong. He's big and strong.
He's
just
an athlete. I know, agree. He played college basketball. He's an athlete.
But I don't look at him like Tiger ripped, right? I mean, Tiger used to really look like an Iron Man. And I don't know if I ever...
So I guess
Gary
my point,
seemed big.
My point is no golfer has ever played amazing golf after losing a substantial amount of weight or leaning out, right?
Craig Stadler never
Duvall did. Tried it.
He never tried
Stadler
it.
Stadler tried it. Our
he
boy,
stayed
he's
fat.
Smart. He's smart.
Stay fat.
Our yeah. boy Lumpy tried it. There's a lot of there's a local
Harry
guy
Higgs.
Named
How about
Harry Higgs
did,
won't try it because he's going to
he
be
do?
Himself.
How did he do?
He's
he lit it.
He just keeps on
keep it going.
Eating cheeseburgers and drinking right. Trulies and beers.
Right. Crushing vodkas.
Yeah. Yeah. Darren Clark was another one who got turned into a fatty.
There's a local guy here in Kansas City named Ron Brewer, Kansas Golf Hall of Fame, right. won a jillion events. Used to just be a monster and just wheel around that barrel of his and hell of a ball striker. He went and got the stomach surgery and
ooh
lost his strength, his speed, the whole nine yards. But again, this guy was one of the best. And again, that's a big change and shock to your body. So,
yeah. Well, and they said DeChambeau, after getting COVID, he lost, he said he lost 5 miles an hour on his golf swing. Just being out for a week. Isn't that wild?
Here's the other thing, too. During during all this, or DeChambeau, with playing week in, week out, and not being able to do freak show workouts in his garage, you know, he's not as bulky as he was. You know, and so I think there's a, he might have gone to one extreme, Gary went to the other extreme, but at the same time, I just think if you kind of middle of the road there for most, it's the key.
You know, I still think
DeChambeau should wear extra large shirts instead of mediums.
They're not mediums.
Fills it out too much.
Mediums.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like when I buy one of Wardo's mediums off the rack over there, you know?
He doesn't have any extra large shirts over there. He doesn't.
It's all schmediums. No.
But, you know, when I pour myself into that shirt, it motivates me to, I probably should start working out, you know. Amazing. All right, well, why don't we do this? Because Mr. Wu's going to be joining us here in the right after the commercial break. And I'm eager to meet the fella. And now, did you beat him when he got to play with him, Wardo? Well, tell me about the match.
Well, he was playing his own ball. I was playing in a shamble, so I'm guessing my team beat his low ball, but...
Well, you had Alex Gordon on your team. I don't think you played any of Alex's drives.
He might have hit a couple.
Whose drives would they have used in your shamble event that wouldn't have been yours?
Gordo, Sam Huguenard, who's come on the show, who's the head honcho over there at Shawnee Mission, Advent Health, who's the title sponsor. So I think he hit some nice shots. So we played all right. Went pretty low.
This wasn't at the Advent Health deal, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, another person. So he won 2 weeks later. The Underground catapulted him onto the victory scene.
Unbelievable. Well, good. Hey,
big is he? How big is Dylan Wu?
He's like, if Sully put on stilts or high heels.
So you're saying
5'10", 165. Yeah.
See, high heels. He's five,
tall.
You're 5'7".
And
he
skinny.
Puts on.
I'm short and fat. There's two totally different body types, right?
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little PGA golf, a little more Ryder Cup. Dare we not talk about the Solheim Cup? Because on this show, well, we do love women's golf. We just don't talk about it. Come on back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked. Honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, You can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
George, we got the music over here. We got the videos over here. What do you think?
And we don't know if anything's recorded.
We have no clue.
Hey, you know what? It's just a pleasure to spend our day with you, George, anyway.
Likewise. So I look forward to these.
You know, I wish I was just...
Are we going to do one of these in Arizona?
Yes. Should we bring the equipment? You want to do it from your backyard?
Yeah, we can do it. Oh, God,
should we do a little live show? You know, get it going before your deal.
To do that. You're going to have 100 people.
Well, and you know what? I'll be drinking. And so.
What's new?
What's new? Shocker.
You're not having one today, I think every time we've done one in the afternoon, you've had a cocktail with you.
So
what's the difference?
Well, what do you think?
I just don't know how you're going to set all this stuff up in the backyard and have all those people over there.
Yeah, it'd be a pain in the ass. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Well, let's bring the deal and do one without the people.
Yeah. We'll just find a time to do one.
Well, maybe we can do a remote at the golf course with your 31 best friends.
I like it.
On Friday.
Let's do a remote.
Right.
All right. Well, good. Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. Maybe
what we could do is just have all 31 people that are playing golf that day at Greyhawk. We'll get there a little early, or you'll get there a little early, set up here in Sinks. And then Kevin and I will show up when we get there, and we'll have anybody that wants to come by and give them marital advice.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. That's not a bad idea, huh?
In terms related to golf.
Okay, so you want like little snippet interviews.
Yeah.
And then we turn it into like a video with sappy music. And
yeah, that would be good.
And we get together and have a cocktail and play
it. Here's what Gary Zancanelli said, you know?
Oh, what do you think, Wardo?
I mean, he's so sentimental.
He really is. All right. Hey, do we have to talk golf now?
Yeah, let's talk golf.
We do. All right, where do you want to take it? I mean, you still want to go back to the Ryder Cup concept?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the American team and will they gel and what... You know, clearly these captains' picks, will that help soften the blow of some of the internal rivalries?
Well, do you remember what Commodore said last week when he was on the show? They should have a rager.
Right.
When does it start? Friday? Friday?
It starts a week from Friday.
Okay, so maybe on Tuesday they have their little club dinner and they have a little rager in there and you can say anything you want to anybody and kind of bring everybody together, laugh, do all that stuff, and then go out and try to be teammates for 3 days.
Like, here's
what
they
should
do.
Be teammates
here's
for
what
three
you
days.
Should do.
It's not like baseball. You got to be teammates for 162. There are a lot of guys I played with for 162 games. I never had breakfast, lunch, dinner, or beer with at all.
You know,
but
how,
once we got on the field, we had each other's back.
But here's what they do. But had you done it? Had you met with them? Would that have improved things? I mean, you guys were really good.
No, it was great. It was great. I mean, it's good to have some guys that really don't get along with each other on the team. But once the game starts, you know, I'm sure the Chiefs right now, they have a 54-man roster, 50. I'm sure some of those guys don't like each other. But, man, they go out on Sunday, and they'll do anything they can to help their teammates win.
But,
you know?
Yeah, but when you've got eight other guys around you and more in the clubhouse, isn't that different than – I've got one guy who I have to totally bond with over the next 5 hours. We're helping each other with putts. I mean, you got to be good at communicating with each other. There are certain guys on that team who you would have been able to golf with, who you'd play better with than if you were golfing with the guy who you never spoke to.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
So I just think the communication is so important in this thing, and I just don't think there's enough guys who like each other.
So here's what you do. It's like back in the day of the sorority where they'd have a girl stand up during recruitment and they'd draw a little picture around her fat that they didn't like. What you do is you have the player stand up on a table, okay? So you have DeChambeau stand up on a table. And each guy has to say one thing he really likes about DeChambeau, okay? Because we know that there's... And then one thing he really hates about DeChambeau.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
We know that they all, so at least maybe
everybody's going to get the negative and the positive.
Well, and then it's like for me, it's like George. The one thing I don't like about George is he leaves his spit cups around here at the stable, and then I have to clean them up.
No, I don't.
Right? See? One thing I like about George is George is George.
Okay, maybe we should do this at your wedding, at the rehearsal dinner. Maybe.
Yeah, we could do that.
Right? Everyone stands up and just does a nice little, what I really love about Kevin.
Yeah.
I sound like Stone Street now, don't I?
I had to do that.
Yeah? No. Well, so I'm looking at this list here. If you had, you're putting some teams together here, George. All right. You know, you're the European captain. You got John Rahm, Fleetwood, Rory, Victor Hovland, Tommy Fleetwood, who I know you love, Lee Westwood. Who are you going to partner up with John Rahm?
Anybody.
Anybody, huh?
Do you know who I would partner with DeChambeau?
Who?
Jordan Spieth.
Two head cases. I don't know.
Jordan Spieth.
Really? What do you think?
I just think Jordan Spieth is level-headed, and what has happened before, I don't think it's going to affect being his partner. I mean, I thought before what Tommy said at best, he said if Patrick Reed made it, you just throw those two together.
Yeah, right.
You know?
No, I think you're probably right with Jordan because he's Texas boy.
Yeah.
You know, and DeChambeau went to SMU. They probably run a little bit in the same circles. Yeah, probably not too controversial, right?
I wouldn't think.
What if Jordan does something
wrong? But I know
wrong?
he and Justin Thomas are like best buds, right?
Who? Yep.
Jordan. Spieth.
They
Jordan.
Look alike.
Yeah.
You see him
they
from...
talk alike, and sometimes they even act alike. They're two of a kind. Yeah. Like cousins. Patty Duke Show. The Patty Duke Show. You remember that?
I don't remember this.
Oh, my God. You got to go on TV Land and watch Patty Duke Show.
Amazing.
All right. Well, so our guest is calling in. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to tee him up. We're going to put a nice outfit on for him and get ready to talk a little Ryder Cup. Get his opinion because he certainly knows more golf than I do. So come on back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Looking for Casey's best and coolest apartment experience? We have it, and it's called The Flats Casey. The Flats KC is committed to providing an exemplary living experience by offering the best in-class residential communities in the most sought-after neighborhoods in Kansas City. With a focus on meticulous restoration and renovations of vintage properties, we aim to take the beauty of vintage and seamlessly unite it with modern touches. If you love urban living and are in the market for a freshly renovated apartment, The Flats Kansas City has options to fit every price range. Check us out at theflatskc.com or give us a call today at 816-454-3118.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listening. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in, and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkauf at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years. because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160 or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Put her on the line, gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Hey, here we are. Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio, Wardo, Sully, and George, now on YouTube.
Are we going to be on YouTube?
We're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going global, okay. George, right?
That sounds good.
We have so many good guests like Dylan. I mean, it's a shame not to share it with the masses.
See all those putters in the background, Dylan? You think he can find one that'll work for him today?
Yeah, just get some arm lock going.
Ah, we might try that. It's one thing we haven't tried on.
I don't need any help with my putting.
Hey, Dylan, you got a cool
best putter in the club.
You got a cool caddy? I mean, is your caddy really cool? Because that was what you just heard. Baton Rouge was from the PGA Tour's coolest caddy, Aaron Fleener.
Oh, wow.
JT Poston's caddy.
I actually just had my younger brother has been caddying for me the last 9 weeks. So it's been cool to have him on the bag, so I'm taking him to the tour. So
really?
Hoping to be like DJ and his brother.
You're going to share the cash with him?
Exactly. Keep the money in the family.
He must believe in you. Didn't he quit his gig and come out on tour with you?
Yeah. Yeah, he was working. I mean, I don't think he was having too much fun doing tax work for Ernst & Young. But no, he's definitely enjoying the caddy life and being on tour.
All right, so you got your PGA Tour card. Some of your dreams have been fulfilled. What are you going to change? You got a couple weeks till the season starts. What are you going to change?
Yeah, I mean, people ask that a lot. If players are going to change much about their game, but I mean, honestly, I played with PGA Tour guys that had long careers that played on the Korn Ferry, and it's honestly the best advice is staying true to who you are. And everybody, you see it nowadays. I mean, look at the Ryder Cup picks, or just the best players in the world. I mean, everybody swings it a different way. I mean,
yep.
Nobody swings it like Adam Scott. Even Louis Oosthuizen doesn't swing it like Adam Scott. Everybody has different parts of their game that make them play well. And you kind of just need to remember what got you there. I mean, good golf is good golf, no matter where you are. Whether you're playing on mini tours, Monday qualifiers, on the PGA Tour, on the Korn Ferry. I mean, good golf is good golf. It doesn't get that much better. I mean, I've played with the best players in the world. I mean, when I played in the U.S. Open, played crash rounds with Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa. I mean, Colin's special. I could see that. I mean, he's a friend of mine, and I played a lot of junior golf and college golf. But I mean, honestly, I played the weekend with Hadwin and Brian Harmon, guys who I hit it farther than. And it's good golf, but it's not like it's that much different. It's not like they do something amazingly spectacular. I mean, they hit the golf ball really good, and it's really solid. But at the end of the day, you just gotta stick to your identity and what got you there. For me, I mean, I hit it pretty straight. I hit it about average distance. I'm a pretty good putter, pretty good ball striker. So I mean, just stick to your game plan for every week and have fun doing it. But I mean, there's no point in me trying to. I'm never gonna be the guy that starts wailing at the golf ball just because I'm on the PGA Tour just to hit it farther or something like that. But no, it's just kind of. I mean, guys on the PGA Tour, like Kevin Kisner. I mean, people ask him like, do you think you're going to win the U.S. Open or like a major championship at a long golf course? And he's like, probably not. And it's like, and these people are like, then why do you play? He's like, because they pay a lot to finish 20th or something like that. I mean, his quotes are hilarious.
They're good.
They're hilarious. I mean,
so speaking of Kisner, you obviously we've seen the Ryder Cup picks. They've came out today. You shocked that he didn't make the squad and also Kevin Na didn't make the squad?
I think I'm more shocked with Na. Yeah, I mean, Kisner, I mean, I was looking at the research and stuff like that. Kisner hasn't played too well after his win or, like, well enough to garner a pick as much. I mean, it's kind of hard. So they picked Spieth, Finau. I mean, Finau, Spieth, and English and Schauffele were kind of all locks. Berger had a sneaky great year, but I haven't really seen him play too much or, like, lately. I mean, I kind of like Scotty's pick. I feel like they picked, honestly, for the golf course at Whistling Straits versus if they had a different venue. I mean,
yeah.
Kevin Na was definitely a harder. I think he was pretty close to – I think it was probably between him and Scheffler. I mean, I thought another good pick would have been Sam Burns. I mean, some of these young guys that I played college golf with and that are – they're studs now. And, yeah, I mean, I think Kevin Na was probably the one person that was probably just left off. I mean, he made a pretty good case. I mean, he said that he tried to win the imaginary leaderboard at the Tour Championship. And for him to win, basically, tie Rahm for that leaderboard at the Tour Championship where basically guys that hit it far have a lot more advantage. It's still pretty impressive. It's just – U.S. team is always good on paper. I mean, you have the best players in the world, but so hopefully we just get a win done. I mean, it seems like Europe's always good, and they just know how to get it done. So,
well, we
I mean,
talked a lot about the camaraderie, and if that is going to be a little scary, right? Because I think one of the reasons why the European team always does well is they seem to hang out together, they laugh together, they're reading putts together, they're having pints together. And, you know, our reputation has always been, you know, those Americans that kind of keep to themselves. They're all fancy. They're big wigs. And they don't have the brotherhood. And, you know, there's a little controversy with having the Brooks and the DeChambeaus. And so you got any concern about that? Or you think they can kind of fight through it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think the Brooks and Bryson stuff is pretty stupid. I mean, the fact that people are not allowed to say Brooksy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
that's
I was
right.
Just like, when James Hunt said, it's like, if somebody calls me, like, I get called Brandon Wu on the Corn Ferry literally every single day. I'm like, I'm not kicking people out. like, James Hunt's like saying, like, if you call me Sangwin Bay or KH Lee, I'm going to get kicked out. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's just the U.S. guys. Like, they have so many young guys that are just like, just vibing and cool, like Spieth, Schauffele. I mean, like Ricky's not on the team, but like, you know, like the younger guys have, I feel like for the Ryder Cup, you kind of have that blend of experience. Just have like, say, I mean, I wouldn't even have been opposed to have Phil on the team. I mean, he won a major and stuff like that, but having somebody with experience, I mean, the Ryder Cup is a unique tournament where there's that teamwork and match play is just so unique that you need a good match play players. And you just need to have that good camaraderie like you're talking about. I mean, it's not a stroke play event. I mean, the pressure of making a putt once another team has made the putt is way different than when you're just playing at the golf course. It's way different than that. I mean, it seems like the Euros just know how to get it done. And they have their younger guys just kind of go under the umbrella or under the mentorship of someone who's been there for a long time. Right. And it doesn't seem that hard. I feel like the U.S. just complicates it. Just win. I mean, honestly, just have fun and win. I mean, like the Solheim Cup, the U.S. are so much better on paper. And I was watching it. I'm like, Europeans just look better. They just look better. And they just look like they're having more fun.
That's what I'm worried about, Sully. I think we might have a an uphill battle in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, I mean, the Whistling Straits will definitely suit the Americans more. I mean, I think, like, seems like when we have the Ryder Cup back in the U.S., it's always on a course that has, it's more open, a longer golf course versus, like, I think in France was the last time in Europe. I mean, driving the golf ball far is kind of like the U.S.'s game plan versus
straight
versus like hitting it straight and like having to be in the fairway.
Right. But yeah. it is linksy golf, right? Which is that's European golf. I mean, they're used to
it's linksy. It's a little linksy. And then, but the, what Dylan's saying is there's a lot of force carries. They're like cut over a corner and you can make it turn a decent par five into a short par five. So I think he's right. And you know, the par threes are long and big. So, I mean, on paper, yeah, we might have a, you know, advantage, but again, it's all the intangibles, right, at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, yeah. So, hey, tell us your, what are your goals? What's your first goal here? I mean, the obvious is to win my first tournament, but do you have any little steps along the way? I mean, like you said, you had a hell of a, did great in the U.S. Open, so you've proven that you can hang with these boys, and you know, and that's a big battle. We're great friends with Harry Higgs, and you know, after he made the top 25 last year, we had him in the studio, and he had a real sort of easy, cool attitude. But in his brain, he was totally convinced that he hits the ball as well as anybody on tour. Do you have that confidence? And if so, where's it going to take you in the short term?
Yeah, I mean, playing in the U.S. Open gave me a lot of confidence. Playing against the best players in the world, there in the major championship. Yeah, I mean, like I said, good golf is good golf. I mean, there's maybe a few guys that make a different, the golf ball makes a different sound, but like when you hit it pure and your game is on, like it's just with golf, you see, that's why you see so many winners nowadays. You see anybody can, you look at fields and anybody can win. My short-term goal, I mean, I think the biggest goal for me next year that I've been looking at, I mean, of course you want to win and keep your card and just keep playing well, but I would love to win Rookie of the Year. Just be one of the rookies and be the best player in the Rookie Year. I think that's something that people don't really look at. Like, I think this year the two nominees are Garrett Keogh and Will Zalatoris. I think Zalatoris should win in a landslide.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny that Will Zalatoris can win Rookie of the Year and still not be eligible for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Makes no sense.
So stupid.
He has to be at rookie orientation like us this weekend in Napa, even though he's played on the PGA Tour the last year.
Really?
Short term goals. I mean, I just wanna have fun out there and stay true to myself, and then just enjoy the moment. I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, we're living the dream, but also it's not like it gets different. I mean, you're still playing Thursday through Sunday. Got to make the cut. You got to have that lead tee time on Sunday. You're playing in front of more people, more cameras. Just have fun with it and just learn.
And Dylan, now that you're about to get married, probably a few kids coming along the way, you know, you've got mouths to feed now, Dylan, and it's not all about you, is it?
Exactly. No, you gotta think about your support team and everything. I mean, it's, you gotta, with golf, you gotta make sure you can support your family and your and everybody. So, like,
yeah,
there's, you gotta play for something bigger than yourself sometimes. I mean,
yeah,
when you have those moments where you get mad and throw your club and throw tantrums, that's when you're thinking about yourself too much and being selfish. And you gotta understand the repercussions when you do bad things. So. Yeah. Hopefully there won't be any club thrones too much for me or some F-bombs out there. Hopefully not too many.
Well, and you know, you talked about entourage, and you know, Wardo's been part of Gary Woodland's entourage for a long time. He struggled last year, and I think he's looking for a new guy to latch on to. So I want you to look at this as an interview for Wardo to become part of your entourage, because he's a good one to hang around. He's tall, handsome. He too is getting married, so you know he
clearly won't. Your lady has a good taste with choosing El Choro. I'll let Sarah know that she's got good taste too.
Yeah, dude, we ate there at Sunday brunch this past weekend. That's great.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're big foodies, so like we want to have good food at our wedding. That's like a no brainer.
Yeah, it should be good. We're fired up for it. So
that's awesome. Well, listen, hey, congratulations on your great accomplishment. I mean, it's always fun to see guys starting the journey, although it's not starting the journey because you've been doing it forever, right? Now, who knows at what point you're on, but if you're successful, then you're in the top only 15% of your journey because you're going to be around a long time with a good golf swing. And the memories you're going to get are unbelievable. To your point, you can always back up to an economics degree at Northwestern. That's a pretty fantastic thing too, but here's your job. Time to go out and kick some ass right now, brother.
That's the plan. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just met the man. His name is Dylan Wu. You got to check him out. You'll see his name quite a bit on the leaderboards coming up in the future. And Wardo, another nice program. Now that we got the video thing going.
Dialed.
You know, if we can figure out how to keep the batteries on, sinks a little more focused.
Sinks is dialed.
You know, I think we're going to be good. Now, are we going to bring some of this out to your
wedding?
We're
going to bring all of it. We're going to do a show. Might as well just do it from El Choro.
Okay. Screw it. All right, good. All right, cool.
Thanks, Dylan.
Amen.
Appreciate
God bless
it.
To you, brother.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Have a good one.
All right, listen, hope you had a great time. We'll see you. Maybe we'll see you next week from Wardo's wedding, but we're not quite sure. We might be bombed. So we'll see you next week. Golf Underground and ESPN.
Sounds good.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my...